Mark and I are in somewhere which is very rapidly becoming something of a haunt of mine. This is the Pig's Ear Craft Beer Cellar in Richmond. Really good place, actually. It used to be a Belgian restaurant and has had a bit of a rebranding. Still does lots of Belgian beers and still does mussels and stuff, but has expanded its beer collection to include various different things. So hopefully I've got a Belgian beer coming, not sure what Mark's having. And we should also have some food as well.
Change.
All right, thank you very much. Change. Okay, thank you. I say, it's not the cheapest place on earth, at least for the drinks. So it's nice to get some change, but it's a good place. Let's see when my beer comes and we can do a live beer tasting. Okay, the beer has now arrived. What have I got, Mark?
You've got Delirium Nocturnum.
Delirium Nocturnum. I can't remember, it's one of these names that sticks in your head, regardless of whether you actually know if you've had it before or not.
I think you probably have, but take it.
Right, so I'm trying to pull this thing now. Mark, would you tell me what I'm getting at the top, please?
You've still got about a third of a glass to go.
Third of a glass, okay. Shall I leave it there? Okay. And what have you got, by the way?
I've got the same.
You've got the same. That's no good for doing a beer tasting, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is. All right then. Right. Well, I'm going to take a sip. Actually, I should smell it first. It's got a sort of rich, sweet smell to it. Mmm. Yes, I can see something like that. Some kind of lightish fruit. Right. Let's go for a taste then. It's rather delicious, isn't it? Do you want to express your thoughts on this beer?
Yes, it's very nice. It's quite light, but yet rich in a bizarre and contradictory way. And like I said, it's very nice, and I'm going to leave it off there to drink some more of it.
That sounds fair. I might drink some more too. Hang on, if I don't knock over the bottle. It's got quite a light sparkle to it, doesn't it? You know, there's a little bit of carbonation, but not too much.
Yeah.
It's not bad, actually, 8.5%. 8.5. And what is that? 33 watts it, bottle.
Yeah.
Really good. Right, well, I shall come back and continue this this booing lark when we have more beer.
Indeed, yeah. And we will have more beer.
And we will have more beer, absolutely. It is the whole point of going to drink beer, isn't it, really? Have more beer. I think we both sound drunk already.
Yeah.
And I haven't touched a drop all week.
Oh,
right then, dearest Audio Bee people, the evening has moved on. We have finished our, whatever it was called, the first beer. We've eaten. Both had chicken and some kind of mashed sweet potato and something with spinach and a cream sauce, I think it was, a white wine cream sauce with red pepper and something. Anyway, it was quite nice. And Mark has now gone back to the bar with my money for the next round. which we're thoroughly looking forward to. I'll let him introduce in a moment what he's getting for himself. It's not the cheapest one on the menu, but it sounds interesting. And I've got no idea what I'm getting. We'll find out in a moment. Hang on a second. Right, the beer is arriving now. That one there, splendid. Alright, let's start pouring this anyway. You've got what, sorry?
I've got the killer Japanese beer.
The killer Japanese, that's what you said?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's called Tokyo Imperial Stout.
Excellent.
This is a beer inspired by 1980s Space Invader arcade game played in Japan's capital. Sorry,
really?
I can't actually pronounce words. That should have been. This is a beer inspired by 1980s Space Invader's arcade game played in Japan's capital. The irony of existentialism, the parody of being, and the inherent contradictions of postmodernism, all so delicately portrayed by the blocky, pixelated arcade action, have all been painstakingly recreated in this body's context. God, this is really amazing talking when you're different.
I think you should do the sniffing and tasting test before I do my one. So I'm just going to move my one to one side for a second, and I shall bring the microphone closer to you. Well, pour away.
God, it like puffs it.
Is it quite thick?
Well, it looks quite thick to start with, anyway. Can't tell me.
Maybe you meant to shake the bottle. Does it come with a little spoon?
No. No, I think James is not really concealed, and I probably should. So, yeah, this is apparently Japan's Pokemon existentialist arcade game-driven take-on beer called Imperial Stout.
Do you give it a smell first, then?
It smells very strong.
May I have a smell?
Yeah. Hang on. You have to go on your way
now. There you go.
Wow. Wow, that does smell quite
strong. I can't really explain it otherwise.
I would go back to cough mixture, but
yeah.
Right, go on then, take a sip then.
I don't know whether you can sip then or whether you didn't.
Down it one.
Like tearing off a bandage.
Maybe. I would probably go for the sip.
One, two, three, and in.
He's gone very quiet. Are you alive, Mark?
There's definite notes of kind of chocolate yourself. And lots of alcohol. A lot of alcohol.
So it's basically chocolate and alcohol. So it's Bailey's.
Without the cream.
Without the cream, okay. May I be so rude as to have a sip of your beer?
Yes, I can taste the Pokemon that's the square.
Can you?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. I bring it round to my side of the table. Wow. Gordon Bennett. That's sort of molten chocolate mixed with some very strong spirit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's not bad, actually. They make it work quite well.
They're made of strong stuff over in Japan, if that's what they drink.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go for my beer now. I probably didn't ought to have tasted that one before having mine, but here we go. What is mine, by the way?
Yours is, well, you taste it first.
All right, I'll taste it first. Hang on, let's smell it. Well, I have to say, after that, it doesn't smell of anything. But, it smells not quite as sweet as the last one. Hang on, I need to smell something else to reset. I smell the dog. Hang on a second. Let's get some dog hair or something. Right. Nostrils reset. Now let's try smelling the beer. I can't really get much scent, to be honest. So I'm going to try tasting it. Oh, that's interesting. Ooh. It's quite sort of... It's sweet in a honeyish sort of sweetish way. Yeah, I would say the overwhelming taste for me and almost texture is honey. But not like a sort of honey beer traditionally. It's, you know, it's honey as in sort of thick honey. Hang on a second. It's that, what's that really dark sugar? Is it Muscovado sugar? Something like that?
Molasses.
Yeah. Or it's like, I don't know, the beer equivalent of a dessert wine. What's it called?
It's Roquefort 10.
Yep.
It's a Trappist beer.
Yep.
I can't read any of the labels, so I can't actually tell you.
Is it all in Belgium?
It is all in Belgium or French. Apart from the bit that says authentic Trappist product. It is nice to know that you
it's good of them.
Getting it made by Trappist Monk.
Absolutely. Yeah. You would hope they'd be spending their days praying, really, wouldn't you?
You would, but, you know, at least they're doing something useful.
Making beer for me.
Indeed. It's quite strong. You might like to know.
How strong is strong?
11.3%.
11.3%?
So before you neck it, you might want to remember that.
And how strong was your one? 18.2, okay. So, the between
you
us...
You can taste the difference, as
absolutely, yes.
Mine also has a helpful spiel on the side, all about how it portrays the...
Yes, I think you read that to us a moment ago.
I didn't finish it.
Did you not?
No, I can finish it.
It's okay, I think we get the idea.
It says... It ends with the word, it's all about moderation, everything in moderation, including moderation itself. what logically follows is that you, from time to time, must have excess.
I like that.
Is one of those times.
That's really good. No, I almost feel like putting that on my Facebook quotes wall.
I'm very tempted.
All things in moderation, including moderation.
I'm very tempted to steam off this label or tear off the label and just keep it. Because I think it's brilliant.
I think you should do. I think you should definitely keep it or photograph it or something.
I think it's brilliant mainly because talking about Pokemon philosophy on an 18.2% beer when the reader's really pissed off about 2 cents.
Is it?
It's great.
Well, and there, I think, Audio Boo listeners, ended the lesson for today.
Indeed. You don't want another one.
The lesson, well, the night is yet young, but the lesson being that all things are in moderation, including moderation. I mean, that's just brilliant.